What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
It's Sal Capaccio.
I make a special capaccio for you, right?
Yes. Oh, now that sounds really good.
Oh, you like?
Hey, get away from my wife with that.
What's the matter, carpaccio no good?
What do you do now?
They don't like a carpaccio.
They like carpaccio.
Oh. On WGR.
I make a capaccio for you.
Sports Radio 550.
Fresh off the practice field. No, that doesn't work. Practice ended hours ago. Sal Capaccio joins us from Rochester. That's better. Site of Bills training camp, St. John Fisher University. Sal's on the Western Hotline. Fresh off of, dude, you are just grinding out the content. I watched Hard Knocks. It was, my son Owen wanted to watch it too, but he gets up and leaves the house. Well, he leaves the house at 4:30 in the morning to come here to do the video content producing for the morning show. So like he's someone who goes to bed pretty early. I get up in the summer to either go outside and ride my bike or go golf at like 5:30 in the morning. Making it to 9 o'clock took some doing. I'm just saying. But you get done with that, and then it's an hour of podcast, video casting with Matt Beauvais. It's always game day in Buffalo. I did watch your episode this morning because I was curious. Like, I watched it. I had my own thoughts, but I wanted to hear some more. So I watched that, and you just you never stop, Capaccio.
I appreciate that. It is a grind. It's that time of year where we have a lot going on and we got to bring the content to the people. And that's what I'm here for, right? I mean, I try to really bring everybody as much information about the Buffalo Bills as they can. And you're honestly like today, it happens every day. But, you know, I walk through St. John Fisher. I walk through the parking lots or near the stands. And I can't tell you how many Bills fans come up and just say, hey, thanks for the content. Thanks for the information. And that just really makes you feel good. You know what I mean? Like makes you feel valuable to what you're doing and putting it out there. Right. And I love my job. You know that. I think we work in sports and we talk about sports and you've been doing it for almost 3 decades now. Right. I think
this is going to be my 30th Bill season.
Amazing. Yeah. It's amazing. Congrats. And
thanks.
You wouldn't do that if you didn't, you know, love it. And I do this because I love it. And like last night I was super interested in watching Hard Knocks, but I know a lot of people want to talk about it. I always say, like, I can talk about the Bills every day. That's fine. I can talk about sports every day. The average person doesn't maybe get to do that. Maybe their outlet is listening to me. Maybe their outlet is talking to me. And I like to be there for that. So Matt and I had this idea. We were going to do a reaction show anyway. And I said, actually, why don't we do it live? Everybody's right there. They're on edge. They got their thoughts right there. Mm-hmm. Let's just put it out live. So we did. And we did the episode live. And Bulldog, we had over 8,000 viewers last night. It was unbelievable.
I didn't know how high the number got. I know it got into the 5,000s at one point while I was watching, and then I lost track. But, yeah, that's great.
Pretty cool, man.
Yeah. So, I mean, just to, I spent the first hour here talking about it. I certainly, any Bills fan, it would have liked the show, and I certainly am enough of a Bills fan still, even though I've been in the media all this time, to like really enjoy and appreciate the show. But it felt like something that the Bills could have produced themselves, mostly. Like there was nothing, and I don't know, like, and again, that's not. I don't mean that to come off as negative. I feel like Beauvais watching your video cast there talking about it was kind of in that sort of boat where it's just like I didn't get anything that, you know, maybe we don't. It's confirming priors. Deion Dawkins is awesome and has a monstrously huge personality, and you're gonna love him. And like, of course, right? Tre'Davious White. Everything that was presented is stuff I think mostly. Although I didn't know that Deion Dawkins had this hobby, you know, and the custom car and the drifting and all that. So, I mean, I did learn stuff, but there was I had a guy at the end of last hour who said, I think they came off as boring, and I mean that in a good way, right? There's not any drama there. And I said, well, sure, but they chose to not mention Khalil Shakir's week-to-week high ankle sprain, even though they showed him Friday at practice, and there was footage from Friday's practice, and that's when that injury occurred. And there was no mention of the James Cook situation, and maybe the timing of that is why. But you could have even mentioned something about there being a question about him showing up or participating at the beginning of camp, and they didn't. So I think some of the boring was by choice.
Agreed. And I've said it. You just mentioned a little while ago. I was listening. The Bills do have, I think, pretty much total editorial control. Okay. Ready? But it's a back and forth, right? I mean, I don't think you want to be, we're not doing this, you're not doing that. I think, you know, when you work with NFL Films, you work with HBO and Hard Knocks, you know, you can do that and say, hey, you know, this is what we really want. And you kind of work together on all that. There's nothing wrong with that. So I think that's exactly what's happening. And yeah, the Bills aren't going to want to be painted in any sort of light that is, you know, portraying them in a negative way. And honestly, I don't think anybody in Hard Knocks is trying to do that. It's not a gotcha show. Maybe, you know, back in the day, there was a little bit more of that, right? When it was kind of fresh and new and we're all learning about the inside look at the NFL. And this is what it's really like for all these football players and these meetings and the coaches and all that kind of stuff. So that's true. But I thought last night was, very much like kind of like an embedded series, right?
Right.
Here is a great look at the Buffalo Bills off the field. I think if every episode goes like last night, it would be considered an unbelievably wild, successful series for the Buffalo Bills. Like, they would love it. Be like, yep, that's exactly what we were looking for. So no problem there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure. But I wonder if HBO or even football fans who aren't Bills fans would be like, thanks for the 5 episodes of an infomercial about how awesome the Bills are. You know, because that's how that could come off eventually. Like, if I'm watching that show and it's about, I don't know, the Dallas Cowboys, and they're not telling me about Micah Parsons, and they're not telling me about any of the stuff, and it's just all, you know, how awesome everyone is, to some extent, I'm going to roll my eyes at some point. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, and I think that at some point you're going to probably get a little bit of, you know, consternation or something. There's got to be something about James Cook, right? You talked about how they didn't show it. And I do think it had to do with the timing, maybe, of the James Cook situation. Really, the last thing we saw was them practicing in Highmark Stadium, right? And then the James Cook situation happened after that.
Right.
You know, he practiced at Highmark Stadium. So maybe that – I didn't know. I stuck around. There was no teaser for next week.
We got done watching it. And Owen and I looked at one another, you know, it's whatever, it's 10 o'clock, like, all right, I'm ready for bed. I just turned it off right away. And by the time I got upstairs to go to bed, I went back into the app on my iPad and watched the final sequence again in the credits, because I thought maybe there'd be next week. But there was no trailer. I'm sure there will be one at some point here in the next few days, once they have in mind exactly what they're doing, because they have another week to come up with the next episode. But I thought there might be a little teaser, and that's where we'd see Cook and Shakir, you know, rolling around on a little scooter because his ankle's hurt or whatever. But yeah, there wasn't even that. So, but again, like, sort of like, again, like your podcast co-host was trying to intimate, like, I'm not mad about it. I'm just objectively pointing out, like, it was, there's no way any Bills fan would have walked away from that thinking anything other than, man, my team is awesome. And like they love Josh Allen and like everything's good here. And again, there's nothing negative about that. It just, there was no presentation of any conflict or anything that could be perceived as a problem.
And even the Max Hairston injury was kind of like, hey, there was just this quick bit about it. They obviously showed how his teammates reacted, which I think was, you know, something that they wanted to make sure to show, like, you know, the love of the teammates, what they feel about him. There wasn't much about that. So I'm interested in next week about, you know, James Cook specifically and his contract situation and how all that plays out. But two things for you. Number one, I don't know if you noticed, I'm on video now. I'm saying hi to you.
We opened up.
I said, you know what? I got a message over to Zach and G, and I said, hey, I'm in my dorm. And I haven't been on video through to say hi to the bullpen and let them see what's going on over here. It's really kind of boring. It's a cinder block dorm. It's Dorsey Hall. But you know the way it is. You've been here before. So I wanted to say give that experience for everybody. But I did follow up on our conversation yesterday. I made sure to pay attention. The Hard Knocks crew does film all the 11-on-11. They do get to film everything. And it makes sense, right? They're showing highlights that you normally wouldn't see. But I wanted to make sure because I hadn't really noticed in past practices. But, yes, they are basically filming everything all the time.
Right. On Tre'Davious White, I don't know if you heard me talking about him earlier, and I hope it made sense what I was saying. If you did hear it, you can hopefully tell me that it made sense. I feel like he has become a player now that he's back here, and there are now, I think thinking back to when he was signed, it was like, break glass in case of emergency. If the rookie doesn't, if you don't get the right guy in the draft, at least you've got some insurance, a guy that knows the system, you know, not high expectations. I think that's changed through 2 weeks of training camp to some extent for the fan base, hearing and seeing themselves how well he's performing and hearing him talk about how healthy he feels and how he was able to train and all that. And there might be some sort of rekindling of, you know, we've got vintage Trey White back here at this point. I feel like with the way his backstory, most of us already know it anyway from when he was here and he got hurt twice in devastating fashion. And now that he's being presented on this show the way that he is, and just naturally that personality is coming out, I feel like he has become a guy that if anything were to happen to him, I think a lot of us, our first thoughts will now be, oh my God, poor Trey White, instead of, oh no, what are the Bills going to do?
Yeah, I really like that. You know, his personality, if you've covered him when he's here as a reporter, but in this business, we've gotten to know him a little bit, some more than others. And you understood what kind of personality he is. Now, look, Bills fans themselves, the Trey White Goalie Academy, the gregarious personality, the fun-loving Trey, I think you got a glimpse of that. But there was a lot of stuff underneath about Tre'Davious White just as a human being and what he's all about and his family. And we've seen him, you know, grow with children here, right? He had his children here while he's in Buffalo. And you've seen all that, him come from a young man to a man. And then he goes off, he has the injuries, obviously, and we saw and we heard and we were there when he talked to us a couple years ago about how devastating that was for him when he's trying to come back, and then they released him, obviously. I think that this show does two things. Number one, it brings all of that out for everybody even more so than they've already known, which is really cool. But I think number two, it's actually showing what we've been saying for a while, which is he's looked pretty good, Bulldog. Like, he's looked like Tre'Davious White, who could start in the NFL and play on the Buffalo Bills and be a really key component. Oh, by the way, he's going to pretty much have to now. But, you know, we'll go back to the first day of camp. Go back to really OTAs and minicamp. I remember OTAs and minicamp. I said, boy, he looks fresh. His change of direction is great. I need to see him just kind of be a little bit more sticky down the field. That'll probably come. You know, but right now he's just working on getting back to where he needs to get. And then we get here to camp, and when I would join you guys, I'd say, man, like Trey, he's looking good. He's making plays. And if you watched last night, I think you saw, like, he has that confidence and respect from his team, from his organization, that he is a qualified player to be a starter right now in this defense, right? This is not just, oh, it's Trey White and we're going to put him in. This is not, oh, it's a feel-good story. Like, he's earning this spot. And I think he earned the spot anyway, even if Max Hairston doesn't get hurt. Maybe for how long? I don't know.
Right.
But the way he's playing, he just would have been on the field until it didn't continue to happen like that.
I feel like that is how it was starting to sound right before Hairston got hurt. And I don't think I'm misremembering that. I feel like there was, you know, early enough on where some people observing practice like you are, like, he's winning this job. Like, you know, the rookie's in tough. So, you know, now that Hairston's hurt, obviously now we're all thinking, you know, we got to count on him even more. But so far, I mean, so good. Sal Capaccio on the Western Hotline with us from St. John Fisher University. The Bills were... Let's leave Hard Knocks over there for now. Back on the practice field today. I mean, if we have time, maybe I'll revisit a couple of different things that I've already brought up and get your reaction to them. But what was the story today as far as practice goes?
Well, I think the story was really roster moves today. Bielan Specter is no longer a member of the Buffalo Bills in most ways. He actually – I'll explain what happened. Bielan Specter, the large picture is for everyone that the Bills – waived injured. They got rid of, they released Bielan Specter, the linebacker. And how many times have we talked about his availability issues? He just can't stay on the field. And look, he was having a good training camp, I thought, as far as fighting Joe Andreessen. But we had many conversations here of me saying, if it comes down to it, how much can you really trust him to be available, even if he does, you know, even sort of beat out Andreessen just by a little bit? Because I thought Andreessen still had a great opportunity to win that job, even if both are healthy. He was fighting for it, and that's not going to happen anymore. He has played, I looked it up, Bulldog, out of 50 possible regular season games, he's played 26. Now, some of that was being a healthy scratch his rookie year, but he's been on injured reserve three times over the last two seasons, and then he got hurt again on Monday, and now the team has released him. So what does it mean? Waived injured. So because he is less than 4 years in the league, he gets waived. Any team can claim him, but they put an injury designation. So everybody knows he's hurt. Like, you can claim him, but he's hurt. Everybody has to know that. He might fail your physical, but you can still claim him. If he does not get claimed in 24 hours, he reverts back to the Bills. Then the Bills can either put him on injured reserve for the season, or they can give him an injury settlement right away, or put him on IR and then later give him an injury settlement, whatever. So he could still wind up being on the Bills in some capacity. That's number one. Number two.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature. With over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
They get Dorian Williams back, which is obviously a really big deal. The linebacking core, you know, starting to come together. But even more so, kind of buried here, is Terrell Bernard is back taking 11-on-11 reps. Like, he wasn't doing that even on Monday when he returned, but now he was back there. So now you have, I think, your linebacker and core where you need it and where you want it set, which is Milano at Will and Terrell Bernard at Mike, and then behind them is Dorian Williams at Will and Joe Andreessen at Mike. Shaq Thompson's still working back. I think that he factors in this. He could get a job. I just don't love – I haven't seen Eddie Ulofosio flash enough. I mean, at this point, I don't know if he's going to make the team. And then I would tell you that Matt Milano still looks incredible out here. He made a play today. There was a jet sweep to Elijah Moore, and Matt Milano got to that spot to tackle him like he was shot out of a cannon, and he couldn't even turn the corner. Like, he saw it, he diagnosed it, and he got there, right? That's Matt Milano. So that was great. A little bit later, a couple really Nice plays on offense. Dalton Kincaid shined today. Today was a Dalton Kincaid day. One time down the seam, catches it, runs past defenders for a touchdown. Another time, the Bills actually tweeted this video out, if you take a look at it, coming into the corner, perfectly placed ball, catches it with his hands, gets into the corner. So that was a Dalton Kincaid day. Defensively, a couple really nice plays today. A couple underlying guys making interceptions. You had one from Dorian Strong and one from Keontae Jenkins. So, yeah, a couple of guys that made plays. I think Josh threw the one that Jenkins had, and I think Trubisky threw the one that Strong had, if I remember correctly.
We're going to make all of that your best of training camp today, if that's okay with you. Best of training camp during Sal's daily segment with us here on our show is brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Get a Northtown Engine Shield engine protection warranty on new and used vehicles. Did the injury list shrink at all? You mentioned Dorian Williams back. Bernard's taken 11 on 11. Spencer Brown's been getting some work.
Yeah, that's
back
good
in,
news.
Right?
Big news today too. So, yeah, right. He did teamwork today for the first time.
Okay,
that's right.
Right. So I don't know. Maybe I heard McDermott on with Jeremy and Joe this morning say, like, you know, maybe it's starting to. I don't want to put words in his mouth, but it felt like there was maybe some optimism about the list shrinking somewhat. But there still are a lot of guys that are probably in big question to play on Saturday, right?
Yeah, I would think so. And we don't know what their plan is for Saturday. Just to run through a few more. Deion Walker had an illness. He actually was on the field today. Taron Johnson had a vet rest day. He was back today. And Dane Jackson had a personal excused absence. He was back today. I mean, that's four guys you get back who weren't practicing at all. Then you obviously lose Spector. But they did sign this young man who was the captain at Army, Jimmy Charlo. He comes in. He's going to wear 35 as a linebacker, Bulldog. How do you feel about that? He's wearing 35 as a linebacker.
That's a tough one. That feels like I don't want to say what I just thought. That feels like you're not making the team number.
Yeah, and I'm sure he probably realizes and figures that, right? He's only getting here late in the process, and he's playing linebacker, but at least it's an opportunity. A lot of times these guys, their opportunities, just show us what you can do for a couple of weeks. Maybe we'll keep you on the practice squad because we like your potential and what you can do maybe to help out the offense on a scout team or something like that. Otherwise, you're still waiting on, you know, Curtis Samuel to come back. You're still waiting on Cedric Van Pran Granger, Alec Anderson. Oh, that was the other thing. Khalil Shakir, we did see for the first time today since his injury. He had a walking boot on, but he was doing exercises with the trainers. Wasn't running. He had a walking boot on. He was doing, like, medicine ball and stuff, upper body stuff with the trainer. It's him, Alec Anderson, and Cedric Van Pran Granger were all there. And I guess, you know, we've gone this far without mentioning it, but James Cook was not to be seen at all today. We did not see him anywhere.
Did you take the sign? They signed a lineman yesterday. Was it Dan Feeney? A lot of experience in the league. Some starts, a lot of starts at center. I think more at guard. But I wondered if that was not a bad sign for Van Pran Granger's availability.
I would say there is a game coming up. You need bodies. You need preseason bodies. And I think because they're down in two interior guys, that's not only Van Pran Granger, but it's also Alec Anderson. You got to have guys to play, right? You got to put guys in there. This is kind of like, remember last year when they signed who was the Brown, the quarterback, and Ben DiNucci, right? Anthony Brown and Ben DiNucci. Then I signed both of them at the end, right, to play. Like, this kind of feels like that, where we need numbers. They released a guy named Jacob Bayer, I think is who they released, if I remember right. And he was a lineman. No, it wasn't. It was Rush Reimer. I'm sorry. Jacob Byers still on the team. Sorry to Jacob Byers' parents if they're listening. He's still on the team. Dan Feeney replaced Rush Reimer, actually. And Rush Reimer, I think, was probably not as much of an interior guy. So I think this was numbers, to be honest with you. And to answer your question, though, McDermott did say they're not expecting Cedric Van Pran Granger until maybe after Tampa. I mean, that's after the last preseason game. I think Cedric Van Pran Granger, my prediction right now, as I sit here with you right now,
he's in trouble,
is that he starts the season on PUP.
Okay.
And therefore, that's going to be another 6 weeks. And maybe not. I mean, only because if you're not getting any work and any time in, you're going to put him on the 53. You can do that. They can totally do that. They feel they're comfortable with him doing that. But they could also just transition him to PUP. Then it's only four games, not six, actually. Then he only has to sit out four games, and they can just use that time for him to get ready.
Ramp him up and get him going. Yeah. All right. Did I miss anything? Have you had the trade day Sunday? By the way, have you tried?
I haven't.
No.
Listen. I'm going to be super honest with you. I have not been to the Pittsford Dairy this entire time in camp this year, and it's a great spot. I've been there before, but like I'm not Mr. Dairy guy. I like ice cream, right? But I mean, a lot of people really like to go there, and it's a great spot. I just have not been here this entire trip because I am putting out so much content. I guess
you're so busy, you don't have time for Sundays.
To the Pittsford Dairy. So, no, listen. Tomorrow's the last day of camp, and I mean, I could say this tomorrow, but everybody's just so awesome out here. The security who's out here, the people who are checking, like people walking around and they're, you know, making sure directing traffic and making sure people have proper badges. Most of them are actually teachers in the Rochester area. So shout out to them. Like they're, you know, coming here and this is kind of their summer gig and they're doing this and that's really cool. And I would say from real quick, Hard Knocks last night, I thought St. John Fisher looked amazing on television. I thought the area looked great. I thought the scenes, the red, white, and blue. And I even think by watching it, I had a thought, Bulldog. Tell me if you agree. I said this on the show last night. Do you think there might be some teams, some presidents, team presidents, CEOs, whatever, going, you know, we don't go away, but look at that, what they do there. Maybe we should think about taking our guys away for a couple of weeks. There are only a handful of teams that do that now. Yep. It used to be the thing back in the day because of efficiency with all your facilities right there. But I think after watching that, if I'm on the outside looking in, I might go, you know, I think that might be something we should look at.
I think there's only 5 teams now that go away. If I have the numbers right, I could be off on that, but it's a very low number. So that's right. My first thought would be that might depend on how much that team president's owner has sunk into facilities at their stadium site, right? Like how comfortable have we made it to be here? And does it make sense for us to go somewhere else? Or do we have, you know, would we be limiting ourselves by going away instead of actually expanding on what we can do? But all right. Well, I'll let you go here, Sal. The Red Sox have passed the Yankees in the standings, by the way. I don't know if you...
Yeah,
you,
thanks, Bulldog. Don't see you. Bye.
I don't know if you've noticed that or not. I just thought I would fill you in. It happened a couple days ago, but...
The Yankees are just terrible right now. It's absolutely terrible. It is full-on panic mode in New York City. It is full-on fire everybody mode in New York City right now, all Yankees fans. I'm getting texts from friends, literally all caps, fire everyone, !! 10 times. Like, that's what I'm getting on my phone.
They're tied with Texas right now in the bottom of the 6-2-2. So, you know.
Yeah, they'll blow it.
Maybe. Okay, wow. That's the spirit, Sal. That is sports fan. That's Yankee fan, Sal.
Yeah.
Because you are one of the most optimistic people I've ever known, and I don't say that lightly, and I mean that as a compliment, of course. But to hear you, they'll blow it. You're in tough
I
right
just
now.
Thought the same thing. I'm like, from Mr. Optimism, I'm saying they're going to blow it because that's just what happens with this team now.
Right. All right. Thanks for this, buddy. We'll talk tomorrow.
You got it.
There's Sal Capaccio, his training camp coverage, all of our training camp coverage of the Bills from St. John Fisher University is brought to you by Fiegel, Carr, and Joyce, your border attorneys, by Outlet Liquor. When you need to stock up, it's the place to buy a case. What's your outlet? By Connors and Ferris, your workers' comp attorneys, and driven by your Upstate Honda dealers for great deals on the entire Honda lineup. Visit your Upstate Honda dealer today. We'll hit up a timeout here, reload some phone calls. You got a reaction to last night's Hard Knocks Bills debut. We'd love to hear you. 803-0550 is that number, and lines are wide open right now, so if you want to get in, you should have no trouble getting through. Again, Hard Knocks debuted last night. If you watched it and want to share your thoughts, please get in on it. Anything that's going on at practice that I can maybe fill you in on, opinions about position battles and different players that have caught your eye and whatnot, would love to hear from you. If you've been out there even yourself at practice, feel free to share your observations with us today. Again, 803-0550 is that number. Mike Tenier, our old friend covering the NFL, will join me at the top of the hour, but we got a half an hour here to just hang out and knock it around, so please feel free to call. Mike is away this week, along with Zach Jones. I'm the Bulldog, and you're listening to WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.